WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Was not exactly the greatest episode of Monday Night Raw. Won't say it was the worst, but it felt like one of those shows where you could tell it was after a overseas tour.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very video package heavy tonight. Very promo heavy tonight. Because obviously everybody is dead tired.
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward. So, it was very package heavy. A few of the good stuff. Let's get through some of the good. The Brock Braun stuff, really good. Even though it was all pre-tape and everything, that was really good. I liked the video package hyping the match, and I thought the promo exchange between the two was really good. Braun wanted to sort of destroy Suplex City, and Brock made sure to thank Braun for challenging him, and he's going to welcome him to Suplex City, bitch. It was simple, it was effective, it was what needed to happen, because the two of them weren't going to be in the same building together, and you didn't need any more physicality between the two.
And Braun honestly gave zero foxes about it. That was the nice flip side to this.
But then Braun became the MVP of the show. Enzo Amore starts cutting a promo, and then all you hear is Braun. And he comes out and he destroys Enzo Amore. He was the biggest hero on the show, was Braun Strowman.
Yes, he was.
The triple threat tag team match, which was really good. It was supposed to be Gallus and Anderson versus Cesaro and Sheamus. They all cut promos on each other. The promo stuff was just okay, but it was the match. The triple threat tag match was really good with Cesaro and Sheamus, Ambrose and Rollins, and Gallus and Anderson. Everyone got their big spots in. They went a long time. It was really good.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I enjoyed the women's match between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss for this reason. Alexa Bliss has the greatest scared look ever. She has the best face for that type of reaction. Because she was scared to be in the ring with Nia.
She knows how to emote really, really, really well.
Yeah, she does.
And, I mean, it shows, it picks up really well in the cameras. It just looks good. I mean, she can really sell, especially the fear.
She sells fear. And she sold it in this matchup. She tried to run away. Sasha came and stopped her. The match came back. Nia won clean in the middle of the ring with the Samoan drop. But the fear was there. They put Nia over strong. I liked the match. And they did not give us a lot, meaning later on down the road, they still can do this match.
Yes.
Where they can legit do this match. So they gave us a little, but they did not give us a lot.
We got the tease.
We got the tease of what this could be. And if it played right, it could be really good. So Nia Jax was like, okay, I took down Alexa. Now I'm going to take down Sasha. She takes down Sasha. Cue of return of Bayley. Bayley comes out, and she gets in the ring. Sasha's back up. Alexa's back up. They all triple team Nia, take her down. She gets taken out. Bayley and Sasha are hugging and celebrating. And the best moment of the whole thing is Alexa Bliss gets in between and is like, yeah, yeah, all right, we did it. We did it. And then she got destroyed by Bayley and Sasha.
You tried, Alexa. You tried.
And now we flip the script. Bayley is now part of the title match on Sunday.
Not sure how I 100% feel about this. I know a lot of people are actually really upset because it's like they don't want Bayley in the match.
Well, to be fair, Bayley was supposed to get her opportunity before she got injured. So it makes sense from that perspective for her to be in the match. But it is a little overkill for Sunday. But that's okay. It's what they do.
I'd rather see Bayley get her opportunity one-on-one than in a multi-man match like this.
Oh, yeah. But I have a feeling something big is going to happen at some point with Bayley and Sasha.
Oh, agreed.
I smell something coming. And plus, they were in San Jose, so it was a nice surprise the crowd was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What other positives happened on the show?
Bray and Finn.
Bray and Finn. Yes, I was just getting to it. Bray Wyatt. Dustin Rhodes and Bray Wyatt had a match. Before the match, Dustin Rhodes, in his Goldust gear without the paint, said the man behind the paint would like a shot at facing Bray Wyatt, meaning Dustin Rhodes would want to face Bray Wyatt. It was interesting. It was very well timed based on all the Twitter stuff today that they used Dustin Rhodes on that show. Even though it was probably all planned the week before, it was just a nice little, interesting timing for this one.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit on that. I thought it was good. I thought the match was fine. Goldust really dominated for about, or Dustin Rhodes dominated for about 2 minutes. And we saw the return of Shattered Dreams. So somewhere JoJo went and got the ice as Bray Wyatt hit his sister Abigail for the win. Finn Balor appeared on the screen talking basically about, if the demon is a creation of the man, which is more dangerous, the man or the demon? You have a response.
My response is the man.
And not the demon.
And not the demon, because the demon is just something for the man to hide behind. Or no, my response was the demon.
The demon, yes.
Because the man is, the man hides behind the demon. There we go. Sorry. Tired.
There you go.
Long day. But yeah, it's... Okay, so the man's there, but the man is not strong enough to do it on his own, so he creates a figure to do it for him, essentially, that he can hide in, that is a stronger version of himself,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't recognize his own strength.
Right.
So it's, the demon is stronger than the man.
There you go. Neville beat Grand Metalik, and Grand Metalik is probably killing Neville in the back, because he ripped his mask, and you saw most of his face, which is not supposed to be a thing.
A little awkward.
A little awkward. Camera was a little too tight on that shot. On that one, I'm trying to think of what other matches happened on the show. The losing streak is now at 115 as Kurt Hawkins lost to Apollo Crews, because that was a thing.
Poor Kurt Hawkins.
The show opened with Kurt Angle setting up tonight's main event, which was supposed to be a 4-way, but it turns into a 6-way for a shot at the Intercontinental Championship. Angle and Miz went back and forth. Miz basically said Jason Duran doesn't deserve to be in this matchup, which is true, because he's, lost to Roman Reigns and John Cena 2 weeks in a row. But that's besides the point, because they're playing up, how Angle's son. Then there's Jason Duran came out and wanted to tear into to Miz for attacking, bad-mouthing his father. And then there's a really emotional moment backstage between Jordan and Angle. Angle's like, don't worry about what they say, just go out there and do it. So, it was fine.
I felt like the backstage was a little bit much, but everything else was good.
Yeah. Then Jason Jordan predictably won the 6-pack challenge, beating Bo Dallas, Elias Samson, Curtis Axel, and the Hardy Boys. The match was fine. Crowd didn't care because this was the main event and you had... But when you have Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Jason Jordan, and Elias Samson in your main event, even the Hardy Boys can't get the crowd excited that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miz ended up standing tall and said at the end, he will still be champion, and Angle will still be a terrible father, and Jordan will still be a bastard.
Classy.
Speaking of classy, the last thing we need to talk about this evening, the Roman Reigns segment.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. If you think this was a good promo, please explain to me how this was a good promo.
media@wildtalkradio.com.
Thank you. Or just @wildtalkradio on Twitter. Roman Reigns comes out, and he talks about the guy who can spin everything. Do I want to talk, look, walk, talk, or look like John Cena? No. Roman Reigns, if he looked like a jacked up white guy with a giant head and a military crew cut, if I did, I wouldn't have a career here. You don't believe me? Just ask Alex Riley about that. Taking a shot no one knows, making a thing, but that's fine. We then go downhill from here. Reigns said he lets his action talk for him, and that's why when he says something, it means something. Reigns has seen it. A fake-ass little bitch because he is. He also called him the biggest hypocrite to ever step foot in WWE ring. He said if you don't believe him, Cena will tell you. Then we have a promo of John Cena bad-mouthing The Rock for going to Hollywood and never being here. We've acknowledged this is the storyline they're redoing. Fantastic. Now, Roman Reigns said, son, let's call out John, let's bring out John Cena because he should be here. Get loud, come on, let's go. Oh wait, he's not here. Roman Reigns... This would hold water if the man was in Hollywood acting. If he was on a movie set. Do you know where John Cena was, everyone? On an airplane, flying back from China after performing for WWE. The promo would have been better if it was factual.
It also doesn't necessarily help it that Cena fessed up, I think like a month or a couple months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
To basically being full of crap when he cut all those Rock promos that he's like, I was stupid, I was so stupid. Like, he admits to being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
He admits to it because he's like, I was so stupid because I didn't see it then, but I see it now.
He goes throughout it, and John, I'll see you Sunday, movie star. Fantastic. You'll see him Sunday, because that's when he's booked for his next wrestling appearance. If Roman Reigns was a heel, this promo would have been slightly better, but he's supposed to be the babyface. Right?
Are we sure?
I keep calling him a heel, but they don't want him to be heel. They want him to be the babyface.
I'm so confused by this story. I don't know who's supposed to be the good guy and who's supposed to be the bad guy in this. I know that's not supposed to necessarily be a distinction, but that doesn't mean that I still can't figure it out. Because normally there is a line between the two, and here there isn't. They're both basically doing both heel and face actions at the same time. And it's just like, what's going on with this? I don't understand. It's really confusing. I mean, I will say they did write Roman stronger this week, which was good. He had better-ish material.
His material.
Kind of.
No, it wasn't.
It's better than what he's been doing.
Not
but
really.
It did, you know, here's the thing about that. Okay, if you're going to have Roman Reigns call John Cena out on not being there and going to Hollywood, that should have been like the first thing. Right off the bat. Boom. You're not one to talk. Because you're going to Hollywood, you're doing movies, you're doing award shows, you're doing this, you're doing that, da 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 da, all on and on and on, that everything John is doing, everything John is planning to do. You know, you could even take the shot at Nikki, you know, because she's doing Dancing with the Stars this season, and get that plug in. But it's, you waited, I think, too long to do this, and it looks really weak, especially with Cena not there. Like, I get it, Cena did it when The Rock was not there. But it's like, if you want to book Roman really strong, you have Roman look John in the face and take that shot to John's face. And if you want to make it look even better, John Cena does not have a retort for that. Beyond your right.
Roman Reigns should be a heel. He would be the top heel in the company. Because he has the heel charisma for it.
He does. He really does.
But they book him as the babyface, and that's where everything falls apart.
So confused by him.
And that's the biggest problem with the whole thing. If he was the heel, I could accept the lies. But he's the babyface, right? It just made him look weak.
But I am going to say this, and I'm going to say it right now. Roman, your clock started. Because it's like 5 years ago, Cena was talking crap about The Rock. Saying that he was off in Hollywood, he was doing this, he was doing that. Well, 5 years later, Cena's off in Hollywood. So, Roman, I'm starting your clock, and we'll see where you are in 5 years. If you start thinking about going to Hollywood, I'm calling BS on you. So quick. So quick. Mainly because I can.
I'm sorry, I'm just reading fan reaction of the Cena stuff. Like, God. I'm just going to read this out loud, and then we're going to wrap up. I don't have a problem with part-timers in WWE, as long as they actually are there to do promo/build. Actually are on a show to have matches and not just the pay-per-view. Actually can put on good matches. Not have the title if they aren't here for story or for matches. Like John Cena and Chris Jericho's. Can come and go and still have good matches and good promos. But the Brock Lesnar's and Goldberg's can F off.
I can see the point with Brock, kind of.
No, you can't. Because guess what? Brock was there all the time. He works house shows. I don't want to hear this.
He's not there all the time, though. He's there.
He's there enough.
He's there enough.
He's there enough. For the cutting promos he's there for. He's building to his big matches. Guess what? You're supposed to pay for the matches. Just saying. For big matches, you're supposed to pay for them.
Yeah, but I can still kind of see the argument on Brock.
No, it's an overused argument. It's over. It's tired. It's.
I know that. I know that, but I can still see it. There is validity in it.
Not this year. He was gone for 6 weeks. He's been around most of the time.
Yes, this year he has, but in past years he has not. This year he's breaking that mold, which is good to see.
Because guess what? They're paying him more. Easy and simple as that. Guess what? Brock has the best deal in the wrestling. And guess what? He works a lot of house shows. The internet doesn't give him credit for that. Just saying.
I know.
Oh, this is stuff that riles me up at times. So there you go, everyone. That's the Raw Post Show. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. It's WTR Sims. We are 4 weeks away from what we are calling it to be the Ultimate Championship Challenge. That's the season one finale of WTR Sims. 4 weeks away. I'll explain what it is. twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, 4 weeks away. We're building to it. Season one finale. So, Thursday night, though, it's the Rack.
As I just took a huge drink of water. Anyway, tune in. Thursday night, we'll have news, we'll have notes, NXT SmackDown, and we will be previewing No Mercy. We'll give you our picks, and we'll let you know who we think is going to win and who's going to lose. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Make sure you'll be able to enter the Rick and Charlotte Second Nature book, which is available tomorrow, bookstores everywhere. But we'll tell you how you can win a copy in WTR Pick'em. Check out the Rack Extra Total Bella Season 2, Episode 2, now available. Episode 3 will be available on Thursday morning. Rack Radio Show on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram. It's all there, Rack Radio Show. Saturday Night Midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. Go back and listen to the Greater Than Great Debate on Jews. What are we doing this Saturday? I think we're doing bands? The lead in the band or whatever it was. I think we're doing that one. Don't hold me to that one. We're still debating it. We're still debating the Great Debate, which you can hear every Saturday night, midnight, at Super Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. # blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Matt, I was not looking at you. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back to Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio.org.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
And thanks to Gurek.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Jordan at instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Amrock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. And all week long there is the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.